It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
We are thrilled to be with you today. We're going to start off our national show, heard on 55 stations around our great country, with stunning news from SHOT Show in Las Vegas, where Weatherby, makers of well-known cartridges, fine rifles, and beautiful shotguns, is leaving their longtime home in Southern California for Sheridan in Northern Wyoming, something that ought to make our listeners in Sheridan pretty happy. The news is shocking. I mean, after all, Weatherby's been in Southern California since 1945. But if you take a moment and think about it, the news really isn't that shocking. As a matter of fact, some might be wondering why it didn't happen sooner. The state of California has not exactly been firearms friendly or business friendly in recent years, whereas Wyoming has been actively recruiting companies in the firearms and outdoors industry, touting their wide open spaces, outdoors lifestyle, and an environment that is also very beneficial for business. As a matter of fact, I had the privilege of interviewing Wyoming Governor Matt Mead at SHOT Show last year, who had this to say.
You know, if you look at ratings, we've been rated as one of the first or second best run states now for many years running. One of the best states to start a business, one of the best to retire. Every year, year in and year out, we're rated the best in terms of our low taxes. And just, you know, the government itself, you know, we've reduced rules in our government rather than building rules. And we want to be, and we think we are, about the most business-friendly state in the country. And that is good for the businesses that are there, and it is great to be able to have that opportunity to recruit businesses. And so in terms of just pure business, you know, the accountants and the lawyers, what they are going to be worried about as you look to relocate a business, Wyoming will suit your needs and with high marks in every way.
That goes a long ways towards explaining why Weatherby and other companies are taking their business to the Cowboy State. This week on the show, we'll be talking deer, we'll be talking about some saltwater fishing tournaments anyone's got a shot at winning, and we'll be telling you about another big sportsman show coming up real soon. That show would be the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show, billed as the biggest sportsman show west of the Mississippi, and it's going to go off February 7th through the 11th. We'll be there, and so will Joe Brennan with O'Loughlin Trade Shows, who's going to tell you more about this big event in Portland, Oregon. And we're going to talk about deer, too. Two different species of them, as a matter of fact. One species is the Sitka Blacktail deer. And Rudy Martin, the owner of Northern Professional Outfitting and Guide Service, will take you out on his boat for several days to glass the beaches of Southeast Alaska for a spot and stock hunt for a trophy buck. As for the other species of deer, that would be the most prevalent species in North America, the white-tailed deer. Jeff Davis with Whitetails Unlimited will join us in just a few minutes to tell you about their nonprofit conservation organization dedicated to this magnificent animal, about the magazine he edits about these deer and efforts to help them out, and about some fundraising banquets coming up soon in several states we air in. But before we talk deer, it's time to talk fishing, and in this case, about fishing tournaments too, the sort you might want to enter. It's February, and that means a lot of you have given up on your New Year's resolutions, but don't give up on goals for the new year. I've got a really good one for you here. How about taking a trip to Mexico, participating in a fishing tournament, and maybe winning a Volkswagen truck or a Volkswagen car and a whole bunch of cash? With us here to tell you more about not one, not two, but three different tournaments taking place in Los Barriles is Eddie Dalmau with Van Wormer Resorts. Eddie, great to have you back on the show.
John, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's great to be on.
So let's talk about these three different tournaments that you have where you're giving away a car in a couple of them too.
Yeah, you know, these are the biggest tournaments that are going on right now in the East Cape area, and our biggest one by far is the first one, which is July 21st, and that's the Gibraltar Shootout. Last year, we had 141 teams participate in that tournament. We gave away a Volkswagen 4x4 diesel pickup truck, and the optional cash jackpots reached $126,000. So the winner of last year's tournament was across the board, so he won the truck, and he took home $126,000, so it wasn't a bad payout.
Wow. Now, when it comes to these tournaments, this isn't one person, or is it the boat?
It's the boat. So the entry fee is $500. So for $500, you're in the tournament. That means that you can have up to four guys on the boat, and you have a shot at the truck. And then the optional cash jackpots are $200, $300, $500, and $1,000. You can enter one of those jackpots or all of them. So the team gets in for $2,500. You're across the board. So between four guys, it's really inexpensive, and you have some great prizes, you know, the truck and a lot of cash. And then our second tournament, which is we just started last year, was our first year that we did it, was the Wahoo Gold Cup. That one's August 25th, and that one we're giving away a Volkswagen SUV for the winners, and we also have the optional cash jackpots as well. Last year we had about 60 teams, so that one's just getting going. But the great thing about these tournaments, John, is that they're a one-day tournament. You know, they're not a three-day tournament where professional teams have a better chance of winning. In a one-day tournament, that's why we call it a shootout, anybody can win. You know, you enter the tournament, the biggest fish caught that day is going to win all the prizes. So, you know, if you get lucky and you get out there and you catch one big fish, one big Dorado, a big Wahoo, or a big tuna, you're walking home with the prizes. So anybody has a shot of winning, because anybody can get lucky one day.
I love it. And we shouldn't leave out the Tuna Shootout, October 27th. Tell our listeners about that one.
Yeah, the Tuna Shootout is all about the money. So that one, instead of us going out and getting a truck, we put all the money into it. So biggest tuna caught on October 27th is going to take home all the cash. All the tournaments are $500 entry fee, and they all have optional cash jackpots. So it really depends on how much you want to put into it, what you're going to get out of it as far as cash prizes and stuff. So the Tuna Shootout, I think it's going to be our sixth or seventh year now that we're doing that one, and a lot of cash. Last year, a guy from Washington actually won that tournament. His name was Bill Sills. He came from up here in the Seattle area, and he came down with four guys. They ended the jackpot. They caught an 82-pound yellowfin tuna and took home $18,500. They weren't in any jackpots, but just for the entry fee of $500, they took home $18,500. So it wasn't a bad day.
No, not at all. So let's talk about the level of expertise required to participate and whether or not you need a boat or if you can just book with a guide out of one of your resorts.
Yeah, the guest hotel is Palmas de Cortez, and then our next door neighbor, which is Playa del Sol, and they're only about 300 yards from each other, so you guys can stay with us. We have 40 boats in our fleet, so we have plenty of boats to put you guys on. We'll rent you the room, we'll rent you the boat. All you got to do is fly down to Cabo. We'll pick you up at the airport, bring you to the hotel. We have a registration day the day before the tournament. You just walk into the registration office, register, pay your entry fee, and you're in. Then in the morning of the tournament, which is Saturday, you'll get on your boat with your lunch and your drinks. You'll wait for the shotgun start. All the boats kind of wait, and then they do a shotgun start. They all head out, and then you got to be in by 4 o'clock. All the fish are weighed, and then that evening we do the award ceremony and we hand out all the prizes. We have a great raffle at the end of the award ceremony, and we have tons of sponsors, and we raffle off tons of prizes, over $100,000 worth of prizes that we raffle off.
Yeah, you know what I love about this, Eddie?
What's that?
I'll tell you what I love about this is the fact you can basically plan a whole week-long vacation around this experience. I mean, you can go ahead and say, you know, I'm going to participate in the East Cape Gold Cup for Wahoo on August 25th and book a whole week and fish that tournament one day, but then go out and fish for other species like rooster fish or tuna or Dorado or whatever else I want to fish for a couple of other days. And of course, I understand Los Barrilos is growing. There's a shopping district there to explore. So and just enjoy the resort, because you've got a really nice resort and you just remodeled your other one too.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, John. You can come down. A lot of guys will pre-fish. They'll go out and get to know the captain a little bit. They'll go out, get the boat, fish with them, you know, 1 or 2 days ahead of time, then fish the tournament. Then they'll stay a couple extra days and enjoy the activities. They'll enjoy the resort. They'll enjoy the town. You know, the activity center there at the hotel, we offer stand-up paddle boards, kayaking, jet skis, ATV rentals. We have a day spa if you want to bring your wife and she wants to get a massage, a pedicure. We have the beautiful pool, Infinity Edge, looking over the Sea of Cortez with a swim-up bar. And then over at Playa del Sol, we just remodeled it this year, so all the rooms are brand new. The bathrooms are brand new. The rooms are just as nice as Palmas de Cortez. So both hotels are really, you know, 4 or 5 star hotels, and you're going to love coming down, and it's a really fun tournament. It's not like these competitive, really, pro team dominated tournaments. This is mostly just people coming down to have fun. They have, go out there, fish one day, and if you get lucky, you're going to go home with a lot of prizes. So I encourage you guys, if you've never fished a tournament, this is a great one to start because it's kind of getting your feet wet with a really simple, laid-back tournament.
I love the concept. Again, three tournaments to choose from. There's the Dorado Shootout, July 21st. There's the East Cape Gold Cup for Wahoo, August 25th. And the Tuna Shootout, October 27th. They're all taking place in Los Barriles on the East Cape of Baja in Mexico. They're being put on by Van Wormer Resorts. What's the website so folks can find out more and book their stays?
Yeah, just go to www.vanwormerresorts.com. No, or you can call us at 877-777-TUNA. So it's a real easy phone number to remember.
That's vanwormerresorts.com, vanwormerresorts.com. That's the website to go to. Participate in one of these shootout tournaments. Looks like it's going to be a great time. Eddie, thanks for telling us about this on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
If you consider yourself a hardcore fisherman who takes pride in being the first person on the water and the last one off, Fish Fighter products are designed and built for you right here in the USA. Fish Fighter products are used by the top fishing guides in the Northwest because they know having the right equipment is imperative to a successful fishing trip. With our Relentless Series tackle drays, rocket launcher rod racks, and breakaway river anchors, Fish Fighter products makes the gear you can count on. Find out more at fishfighterproducts.com.
Where can you find four rivers, three great fisheries, two majestic mountains, and one fantastic adventure all year round? Sensational Dadaos. Active community, authentic food, and great beer. ExploreTheDalles.com. Come and create your own adventure, and maybe even you can hook a river monster in the Dalles.
Backcountry hunters and anglers, the men and women working hard to keep public lands in public hands. Check us out at backcountryhunters.org.
You're back with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz, and it's time to talk a little bit about deer, and we're going to talk about this subject with Jeff Davis with Whitetails Unlimited. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So Whitetails Unlimited, Jeff, is an organization that is dedicated towards the preservation of the whitetail deer. Tell our listeners a little more about what y'all do there.
We're a nonprofit conservation group. We do about 450 fundraising banquets each year, basically from the Dakotas down to Texas, over to Georgia, up to Maine. And we've got 19 field directors in that area who actually conduct the events. And we return as much money as we can to local organizations to fund their conservation projects.
Just how big is Whitetails Unlimited in terms of membership?
Right now we're at about 107,000 members, and it's been steadily going up. Four of the last 5 years have been record years for us in both income and membership, and we hope that continues.
So I've got to ask, I live out in the West in what we call Mule Deer Foundation country. When is Whitetails Unlimited going to be expanding out here? Because we certainly have viable populations of these deer, and the more the merrier as far as I'm concerned when it comes to conserving big game animals.
Oh, it absolutely is. And I know the Mule Deer Foundation, Rocky Mountain Elk, all of the other groups do great work, and we don't really consider them to be our competition because what they do also benefits whitetail deer, and every time we fund a hunter safety program, that helps out every other group that deals with game animals. Right now, I'm not aware of any plans to expand out there, but boy, there are whitetail hunters everywhere, and we're going to continue our expansion, so hopefully we can get farther out west.
As a matter of fact, the conservation story behind the white-tailed deer is an amazing one. If you know, off the top of your head, how low were the numbers back around 1900 when we were in real trouble, and where are they at now?
Right off the top of my head, and if one of your sharp listeners corrects me, I'll go with it. But it seems to me that it was as low as 500,000 white-tailed deer 120 years ago. There are estimates upwards of 30 million.
Jeff, I have heard similar numbers. So if there's a sharp-eared listener out there, they'll correct both of us. But again, it illustrates how far we have come in terms of conservation efforts, not only through your organization, but other like-minded organizations that you just mentioned. Let's turn our attention to what you do at Whitetails Unlimited. You edit the magazine there. Tell our listeners what they're going to find in the pages.
We do 4 issues a year, and it's a membership magazine. So that's really the only way you can get it is if you're a Whitetails member. And most of our members get their membership through the attendance at the banquets, although we do have members in all 50 states and I think 7 foreign countries. So, you know, you can go to the website and become a member, and you'll receive the magazine. And on the one hand, we don't have to compete on newsstands for the average reader. So we don't have to focus on, the big buck. And we can include a lot of information about deer biology, about hunters, hunting techniques, and we do some other things that we have a little more flexibility because it's a membership magazine. And it's sort of a general interest deer hunting magazine. And I think I've got the best job in the building being able to be the editor of Whitetails Unlimited magazine.
What's coming up in the next edition you're working on?
We've got a story on Lyme disease, which is a real problem for a lot of people, particularly in the eastern part of the country, but that's a serious problem that's spreading. We've got a story on first aid for your mounts. Your trophies in your home, they can become damaged or worn over the years. We've always got a story on deer biology or deer behavior. There's a writer, Tommy Kirkland in Tennessee, who does some amazing work. And he's got a story on EHD disease, which is one of the diseases that end up killing a lot of deer. And it's kind of a quiet thing because they just die out in the woods and you might find their skeleton a couple of years later. But all of a sudden people report all the deer in their area are just gone. And oftentimes it's this EHD disease.
And I guess that brings up my next question. What is the biggest threat to whitetail deer? Is it these diseases like EHD or chronic wasting disease or others? Is it human and animal cohabitation and coexistence? Or do you think it's something else that could drop our whitetail populations if we're not careful?
I think it's a combination of those, and it can be very regional or even quite a small area where this EHD breaks out, can really decimate the deer herd. Terrible winters. There was a winter in the late 70s in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan that might have killed off 80% of all the deer there, and it took decades to recover from that. And car deer accidents, and the CWD has been a looming problem for the last 15 years, and it really hasn't had widespread effect yet, but there's a lot of research and concern about it.
Last but not least, let's talk about the fundraising banquets called the Deer Camp Tour that are going on around the nation. Now, I was amazed to see you've got 10 events each in Minnesota and Wisconsin, a whole bunch in Michigan as well. But in our listening area, which includes Georgia and Missouri and Florida, you've got some events coming up too, and they're coming up in a hurry.
Yes, there are. And we sort of have a spring series and a fall series. Kind of around Christmas, it's hard to get somebody to go to a banquet. And in some areas of the country, during the middle of summer, it's difficult to get people, although we've really expanded into the South the last few years, and it's been kind of surprising because a lot of those really big events are in July and August. One of the guys there told me, well, in Wisconsin, people are looking for reasons to get outside because the weather's nice, and in Georgia, for instance, people are looking for a reason to get inside where it's air-conditioned, which makes sense after he explained it. But anybody who's interested in one of our events can go to the WTU website, which is whitetailsunlimited.com. Go to find an event, and there's a map of the country. Just click on the state you want, and all of the scheduled events will come up. Now, that's not all of the events in the area for the year. It's just the ones that have been scheduled and contracted. And we've got one in Florida, the Florabama Deer Camp, which is in Pensacola, March 9th. Georgia, we've got three events coming up, Smyrna, Cecil, and Dallas. And Missouri, we've got quite a few, a dozen coming up in the next couple months. And, just go to the website, and you can find ones in your area. And if you're in a border area, check out the other states to see what's coming up there.
All right. That website, again, folks, is whitetailsunlimited.com. Whitetailsunlimited.com. Check it out. Find a chapter near you. Find a banquet near you. And consider joining this widespread conservation organization dedicated to the white-tailed deer. Jeff, thanks for telling us all about this on America Outdoors Radio.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
I'd like to welcome a new sponsor to our show. It's Sportsman's Cove Lodge, and many anglers who have been there will tell you it really is Alaska's best lodge. Sportsman's Cove Lodge sits on a salmon highway full of kings and silvers. There's halibut, too, and there are some really big ones. Finally, with decades of experience taking care of customers, Sportsman's Cove Lodge knows how to treat you right from start to finish. Ready to book your trip of a lifetime? Then call Sportsman's Cove Lodge at 800-962-7889. That's 800-962-7889. 800-962-7889 for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Millions of deer hunters take to the field every fall, continuing an American tradition. If you're a deer hunter, offer to mentor someone who would like to hunt but hasn't had the opportunity. Help continue the tradition. A message from this station and Whitetails Unlimited.
You're back with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. If you hear some background noise while we're doing this interview, it's because we're broadcasting from the Washington Sportsman Show in Puyallup, Washington. The doors are getting ready to open, but we've got a couple of minutes before things kick off. And we're taking you to Alaska for a very special type of deer hunt. I bet most of you have never heard of the Sitka black-tailed deer, but there's one guy that specializes in boat-based hunts for the species. His name is Rudy Martin. He is the owner of Northern Professional Outfitting and Guide Service. Rudy, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. It's an honor.
So, Rudy, where are you based out of in Alaska?
We run out of Prince of Wales Island, a little town called Craig. It's right directly west from Ketchikan, small town, little fishing village, and we stay there for 6 months out of the year and run these hunts.
Let's start at a very basic level and talk about the Sitka blacktail in comparison to deer species most of our listeners are familiar with, the mule deer, the whitetail. How does it compare to them in terms of size and other characteristics?
So the Sitka black-tailed deer is a subspecies of a mule deer. We're looking at 100 inches makes Boone and Crockett minimum for awards, and 108 makes all time. So the best comparison for these deer is the Coos deer of Arizona. It's a white-tailed deer, same kind of a deal. 100-inch buck is a big buck. As far as body size, their reputation is that they're a small deer, 100, 120 pounds. We've taken many deer that are 200 pounds. They get to be nice, mature 3- and 4-point bucks. They have the typical branched antlers of a mule deer. They don't have the one main beam and tines coming off of that being like a whitetail. They've got the two forks on each side. And what we're doing is we look for a 3- or 4-point buck on these hunts. And for the most part, there's never been a place in Alaska that has managed these deer for trophy potential. So that's kind of what we're doing, and we're really excited about it.
I mean, there's 3 and 4 point bucks of all sorts of different species. Is a 3 or 4 point buck by definition considered something close to a trophy for a Sitka blacktail? Or is it like any other deer? It all depends on the rack itself.
So yeah, for the most part, if you've got antlers that go out to the ears, that's the width, and they've got 3 or 4 points in eye guards, that's a trophy buck by any standard for Sitka blacktail deer. You get a lot of bucks that are big, heavy 2 points with eye guards. Those are still mature bucks. They just do not grow the antlers that a mule deer would. So you're not looking at bucks, you know, a 4 point being 120 inches, and then you're looking for that special 4 point that makes the 150 inch mark or 160 inch mark on up to 200 inches. You only have 20 inches to play with between an average buck and a record book buck. And so anything with 3 or 4 points is typically a very good representative of the species.
Very interesting. So what about the taste of the venison? How does it compare to some of the other species? I know you've hunted a few other places in North America besides Alaska. What do you think of them?
So if you ask me, they're the best eaten deer out there.
Of course, you're the guide. What else are you going to say?
they mainly browse on blueberry bushes, and so they don't eat the berries themselves, but the bushes. And what that does is they have a kind of a sweet taste to the meat. It's very mild. I started guiding in Fairbanks, and we ate moose and caribou and doll sheep, and those were, by all means, excellent game meats. But when I went back to eating blacktail like I grew up on, it was night and day. The gaminess was not there. It was milder than some beef I've had.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I'm hooked on them, and my wife's hooked on them, so I don't think I'll ever get her to eat a moose again, but we'll try.
Well, I don't know. Moose is pretty good, but this sounds really good, too. So, folks, you're listening to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We're talking to Rudy Martin. He is the owner of Northern Professional Outfitting and Guide Service out of Craig, Alaska. And your hunts, they're boat-based hunts, and that's a little bit different than most of our deer hunters listening today are used to. How do these hunts work?
So you're in a cabin that's floating on the water, essentially. We got a 42-foot boat. There's 2 double beds in the back stateroom with its own shower and bathtub. There's 2 bunks up front with its own separate bathroom and shower. We got the diesel stove on the boat, so you got nice dry heat 24/7. We're mainly running beaches and glassing the beaches, and then when we see a nice buck, we'll jump in the skiff, and depending on all the conditions, we'll head to the beach to make a stock, get a better look. But it's going to be cold, it's going to be wet in November during the rut, and having that boat as your security, and you know it's dry and warm when you get back, it's not as intimidating to leave the boat and go get wet.
Is it just 2 clients or 1 client on this boat plus you and whoever you have helping you, or is it multiple clients that are going to be on the boat and it's like, okay, Joe, you're up, or Cindy, you're up next?
It's a one-man show at this point. So it's me, myself, and I. And if you book a hunt and it's you and your buddy coming, it's just you two. If it's you're booking a hunt, it's just you one-on-one, then it's just going to be you and me. And we're going to spend the 7 days looking for a good deer. I don't put strangers on the boat together. It's always a big question mark if you do that, because 7 days on a boat, you get to know each other pretty well.
And I was going to ask, 7-day hunt for this, how much does that cost?
So we're looking at $6,000 for a one-on-one guided hunt. That's just you, me, and the 42-foot boat all to yourself for 7 days. Now, if you got a buddy that wants to go with you, a two-on-one, that price drops down to $5,000. And it's still just me as the guide, so we would all be hunting together. And since you know the guy, you guys are going to be a little bit easier to manage as far as who's shooting what and when and how.
Well, this sounds absolutely fantastic, but it's pretty interesting to me that you're the guide, that you're the skipper, and it sounds like you're also the cook. Got to ask about the food. Tell me we're not eating SpaghettiOs.
No, we're eating shrimp right out of the bay. We're eating steak. You know, I might not be a 5-star cook, but I'll give myself 4.5 stars. So you do it for long enough, you get practice. And so touching on that again is we got the shrimp pots set, we got crab pots, and so we're trying to get all the seafood that we can to make it an experience and get yourself your own little taste of Southeast, and we do pretty good.
It sounds like a true epic Alaska adventure. This sounds fantastic. In terms of this being a 7-day hunt, I mean, how prolific are these deer? Are you usually passing on a couple before you settle in on the one you want? And what's the success rate in terms of, I know you can't guarantee the hunter's going to make the shot, but what's the success rate for at least getting a shot at a good deer?
That's completely up to the hunter. For the most part, there is a lot of 2 points in younger deer that we see. There's about 32 deer per square mile in this area. It doesn't stack up with the Midwest and some states where they have, you know, upwards of 50, 60 deer a square mile. But as far as a wilderness area is concerned and true public land out in the middle of nowhere, we have a lot of deer, a high density. And don't want to put my foot in my mouth here, but this last November we did eight bucks in 2 days, and they weren't passing much, but we got two nice bucks, and that just goes to show how many deer we were seeing. You don't get every deer you see, and to be able to take and tag $8 in 2 days, we probably saw $30 in those 2 days.
So the last question I have is this. Let's say you tag out on your buck on day two. What do you do in the next 4 or 5 days?
So the limit in Southeast Alaska is 4 deer per hunter.
Well, you just answered that question, and you're going to keep hunting.
So what we do, since we have grabbed an area that has no other pressure and it's just us down there, we limit it to 2 deer. We're looking at a 90 to 100-inch buck the whole time, but we're also looking at a management buck. So if we run across one of those big, heavy 2 points with eye guards, from a management standpoint, that is an excellent deer to take out of the herd as far as genetics are concerned. So if we see one of those, we ask that you take it. And then we still keep hunting for that 90 to 100-inch buck. That's a high standard, but that's what we put on our operation because we have control of what we take, and we might not hit that 100 mark, but we're going to try.
Well, folks, this sounds, like I said, like a true epic Alaska adventure and a really unique hunt. One of those once-in-a-lifetime experiences, especially if you're a deer hunter. Let's give out your website so folks can find out how to book a trip with Northern Professional Outfitting and Guide Service for a really, really cool Sitka blacktail hunt.
Yeah, you can find us on the web at www.northernproguides.com. We're real up on our email, so just shoot us a note, and we'll be happy to work something out with you.
That's northernproguides.com. Again, northernproguides.com. The outfitter is Rudy Martin, and as you just heard, he's offering something really unique here, something that I think you're never going to forget if you go on one of these hunts. Rudy, thanks for sharing this with us on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
I'd like to welcome a new sponsor to our show. It's Sportsman's Cove Lodge, and many anglers who have been there will tell you it really is Alaska's best lodge. Sportsman's Cove Lodge sits on a salmon highway full of kings and silvers. There's halibut too, and there are some really big ones. Finally, with decades of experience taking care of customers, Sportsman's Cove Lodge knows how to treat you right from start to finish. Ready to book your trip of a lifetime? Then call Sportsman's Cove Lodge at 800-962-7889. That's 800-962-7889. 800-962-7889 for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
There's no more majestic, magical, adventuresome country than the Western United States of America to enjoy a great family vacation. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh Inns are still offering affordable 4-star accommodations at 2-star prices. Enjoy deluxe smoke-free suites, spacious pools and spas, and fully equipped fitness centers. From free high-speed internet in every room to a free continental breakfast or full hot, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns. There are no hidden fees like some of the big chain hotels charge. Even the kids stay free, and Shiloh Inns are dog-friendly. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family-owned and proud of it.
Two huge events for hunters and anglers are coming to the Northwest. The first is the Washington Sportsman Show, January 24th to the 28th at the Fairgrounds in Puyallup. As big as this show is, the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show at Portland's Expo Center is even bigger, with even more outfitters, retailers, boat dealers, and free seminars galore. You won't want to miss these shows, January 24th to the 28th in Puyallup and February 7th to the 11th in Portland.
Looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer an affordable platform to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting host John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. But hurry, if you wait too long, this big opportunity might just get away. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
If you consider yourself a hardcore fisherman who takes pride in being the first person on the water and the last one off, Fish Fighter products were designed for you. We make products for the relentless fishermen who know that big fish are caught by those who put in the work. With our Relentless Series tackle trays, rocket launcher rod racks, and breakaway river anchors, you'll spend more time chasing the fish, not your gear. Designed and built right here in the USA, Fish Fighter products won't let you down. Gear up at fishfighterproducts.com.
You're back with America Outdoors Radio, and it's time for some outdoors news brought to you by Fish Fighter Products. They make some really, I mean really, innovative accessories for the hardcore angler and the boats they operate out of. They're going to be at the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show in Portland, Oregon this week, and they'll be unveiling something new to the world you're going to want to check out. We start off our news with a round of applause for Kim Rode, the seemingly ageless Olympic medalist who was honored as the 2017 International Shooting Sports Federation Female Shooter of the Year at SHOT Show last month in Las Vegas. Kim has won Olympic medals from bronze to gold in shotgun competitions from 1996 to 2016, and she's not slowing down. In 2017, Kim won two gold medals and a silver medal at the ISSF World Cup and is on track to once again become a very formidable international opponent in the next Summer Olympics in 2020. I got to meet Kim a couple of years ago at SHOT Show, and I'll tell you what, she is a class act. Down to earth, not full of herself, and if you're nice, she'll even pose with you at the show and let you wear all of her Olympic medals. And in case you're wondering, those medals, especially that many of them, they're pretty heavy. Just saying. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, show season continues, and we're actually recording some audio from a quiet place at the Washington Sportsman Show, where we're talking to Joe Brennan with the Lachlan Trade Shows about the biggest sportsman show west of the Mississippi, coming up February 7th through the 11th. The location is Portland, Oregon. It's the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show. Tell our listeners more about it, Joe.
Yes, John. We have close to 800 exhibitors from around the world. Great representation from the hunting and fishing manufacturer side of the business, boats, RVs, camping equipment, not to mention the daily seminars. There's probably well over 50 to 60 seminars going at that event every day.
I have noticed that's really what brings a lot of the serious anglers and the serious hunters to these sportsman shows, is the lineup of people you have giving these seminars, because folks walk away with a lot of knowledge that they just can't get anywhere else for basically free.
Well, absolutely. The attendees that come to these events are looking for information, and they want to be educated. And we try to bring in the faces of the industry, the guides, the manufacturers, the retailers, people that are doing the business every day. And they are very well attended. Some of them are standing room only. And we have some different features. Like in Portland, we have an indoor river. And this upcoming year, we also have a live kokanee demonstration tank where there'll be kokanee seminars for the fishery that's really grown here over the last several years in Oregon and Washington.
And I'm going to cut you off because I want to talk more about that. That kokanee tank is making its inaugural appearance here in Puyallup. Lots of people are really interested in kokanee fishing because, for all of you who live on the West Coast, you know that your salmon fisheries in the saltwater, it's getting tough. But these tasty little fish called kokanee, they live in lakes all over the Western U.S., and there's a real science in catching these. And boy, your experts are really dialed in, and they're taking the time to explain exactly how to go about being successful in this fishery.
Yes, that tank is sponsored by Max Lure. So there is several of their pro staffers on that are guides and are very adverse in kokanee fishing. This is what they how they make their living. So, like you said, these fish, you have to be very technical in how you can catch them at times. And it's never been done before. So this is why we're so excited to have it here.
Well, and there's some real big names when it comes to some of these guys. Mike Hall out of Flaming Gorge Reservoir over on the border of Utah and Wyoming. You've got Jeff Witkowski out of Lake Chelan, one of the most consistent kokanee fisheries in the United States, and Ray Bailey, who fishes Lake Roosevelt in northeast Washington.
And then in Portland, you'll have Gary Morales, who, again, Shasta tackle, innovative of a lot of the tackle for kokanee here on the West as well over the years.
You know, I've got to interview Gary before, and I don't think there's anybody more dialed in to Northern California fishing for kokanee and rainbow trout than he is. I mean, he knows his stuff. That'll be worth the price of admission just to hear Gary.
Oh, absolutely. And Gary's been with us several years and always does a great seminar for the people. But there's a little bit for everything at this Portland Sportsman Show. Family, kids, women, we have it. People need to come out and spend a good day because you need a full day to walk this show.
I was going to recommend too. I mean, it, yeah. Folks, this is a big, big show. And do you offer two-day passes like you do at other shows?
Oh, at the Portland show, yes, it is. And it's a $24 ticket for a two-day pass.
Let's talk about the other end of the spectrum, Joe. And there's folks who can only get away for a few hours, maybe after work on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. And maybe they don't want to pay full admission price. Do you have something for them? I understand you might.
Oh, absolutely. This year, due in Portland, we're running an after 4 o'clock special. It's an $8 ticket, and we have a handful of the regional retailers that are actually offering special prices on some of the merchandise, but it's going to be that after 4 o'clock special, so gives people a little more incentive to come down after work.
Oh, yeah. Skip happy hour at the local brewery. Come to the Sportsman Show instead and get some happy hour prices, so to speak, after 4 o'clock at the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show. Let's give out a website where folks can find out more.
Absolutely. And that's thesportshows.com.
Thesportshows.com. That's the website to go to. That's the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show, February 7th to the 11th at the Expo Center in Portland. Joe, always a pleasure.
Likewise, John, and we'll see everyone at the show.
It's time for the Trail of Shame.
Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you.
We've got two bad actors walking our Trail of Shame this week. From Wyoming Game and Fish, we learn that for the second time in less than 10 years, a guide has been charged and convicted of illegally using clients' hunting licenses. John Ball of John's Outdoors, a longtime Oregon fishing guide and a licensed Wyoming outfitter, recently signed a plea agreement. Ball admitted that last year he had a hunting client who was issued an antelope license and a deer license, but that client couldn't make the trip to hunt Wyoming. So, Ball transferred that antelope license to another hunter in his hunting camp and used the deer license himself to harvest a second mule deer. In 2009, Ball was convicted of the same violation when he allowed an employee of his outfitting business to use a license that had been issued to another person. Ball pled guilty to that violation and paid $3,000 in fines and lost his hunting privilege for 3 years. In this most recent case, Ball has agreed to pay a total of $8,000. Additionally, Ball agreed to the loss of hunting privileges for 8 years in 47 states and are members of the Interstate Wildlife Violator Compact. It looks like John Ball won't be taking hunting clients on any hunts anytime soon. Our other person walking the Trail of Shame this week comes to us from Texas. The second largest whitetail buck ever in Texas could be headed to the record books with an asterisk that says poached. From the Outdoors News Daily, a Denton County man pleaded no contest to illegally taking the trophy deer, which scored 278 points under the Boone and Crockett scoring system. That deer was killed last October near Pilot Point, Texas. Travis Johnson of Aubrey, Texas, was sentenced in court on Monday, January 2nd. He's facing in excess of $53,000 in fines from the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, and he's prohibited from purchasing a hunting license for the duration of his probation. The case came together not long after news broke of the huge buck that was taken. Texas game wardens became aware of rumors alleging Johnson may have harvested the buck after illegal hunting hours the night before. Johnson was interviewed and didn't exactly come clean. In Texas, though, the lawmen usually get their man, and after a thorough investigation, that's exactly what they did, proving Johnson did indeed poach this once-in-a-lifetime trophy. And that's why, Travis Johnson and John Ball, this week, you two are walking our trail of shame.
Fame, shame on you.
We've got to go, but I'll tell you what, I can't wait to meet some of the 60,000 plus sportsmen and women who will be coming through the doors of the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show in Portland, Oregon. One reason to stop by our booth is that you'll get a chance to win a $100 gift certificate from Max Lure Company if you do. If you find yourself on the internet in the week ahead, go to our website, AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. You'll find information about what's coming up. You can also find news that we can't necessarily fit into our hour of Outdoors Radio on our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. Another place to hear our show is on the web Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. Eastern Time on the Talk America Radio Network. That website, TalkAmericaRadio.us, it's the new conservative voice of talk radio. Finally, you can hear us on the go with the Podbean app. Simply subscribe to America Outdoors Radio or through YouTube. Our channel is Northwestern Outdoors. We'll be back next week with more fishing, more hunting, more conservation, and more of the shooting sports. Until then, I do hope that the good Lord blesses you in the week ahead and that you'll get outside to do one or more of these activities. Remember, it's your country and your outdoors.